from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, getting you the most. EOTM Radio, running from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
Next station is the hottest, playing the best independent artists. And looking for more, so tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in it, the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, success is given.
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, that's the people station. Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating. Talk fascinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Classic
City Records, we tiring. Go to EOTM and start climbing.
EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most.
marketing@queensofinternetradio.com or call 678-548-9466. That's marketing@queensofinternetradio.com or call 678-548-9466. Internet
Black man. Club World. You're now tuning in to Let's Face Reality with myself and the A-Team. Hope you enjoyed our last show on insecurity issues and good men suffer from child support tragedy. But today we're going to step outside the box and talk on reality on present rappers such as T.I., Lil Wayne, 50 Cent, etc. Upcoming artists such as ourselves and the pros and cons of being independent artists. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight and for showing all your support. If you're an indie artist in need of good knowledge, you're at the right place. Stay tuned and enjoy the show. Night Rider, Spin That Dope Boy Fresh by T.L.
Boy, that's a brimmy dude.
Dope Boy Fresh, looking like a trap star. Yes, I'm the best. Beast in the street.
A monster, who wants them?
Like a fuck a porn star. Aim for the moon, if I miss, I'm still a star. Get up like a star, my style's so rough. Swag like Mark, yeah, I'm going far. Ain't worried about no hater. New name for him, call him Rapid Motivator.
I'm staying
elevated. No diploma, but I graduated, motivated to get some money like I'm educated. So sophisticated that I'm proper. Golden Eagles alive on my brown banana. I'm all about a dollar, lyrics hotter than lava. I know that I can be hotter. Got what they know about Waka Waka. Probably not a. I hope they can boggle. My team is so twisted, you can only get a swallow. I'm a leader, not a follower. It's in the theater, so I hope you a swallower. If so, I might call you up. If not, stay away from me like your bitches drank. Yo, I wanted these.
Tell me what you think.
They just drank. I wanted these 10 zeros in my bank.
Don't need no cologne. All Molly got me
spent. Eat your best dress that. Dress that in business while I go for fresh. Looking like a trap star. Yes, I'm the best. Hook like a porn star. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yes, ain't in the car, nah, ain't in the car. I said I'm dope for fresh. Looking like a trap star. Yes, I'm the best. Hook like a porn star. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yes, ain't in the car, nah, ain't in the car. I'm laying low, trying to keep my mind right. I want more, so I'm looking for a fine type. You don't bite, I got something you like. On the mic, I handle bars like a bite. Not trying to brag, I'm alright. Shit, I'm virgin type. Hey, Superman, I'm rolling up that kryptonite. Already rolling off a Superman, I'ma be up all night. Put my people dilated. On some water so I won't get dehydrated. My rhymes updated, know you hate it. But you still fascinated. About to be wrecking the industry. But naked
with bring me on the beat. Bitch, you know I'm gon' make it.
Paint different and don't say fish. I leave a fish. What is in the fish? And I don't even care about your fish. And in the bush, I wanna push.
She keep it crispy. She keep it
dope for fresh. Looking like a trap star. Yes, I'm the best. Hook like a porn star. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yes, fresh. Ain't in the car. Nah, ain't in the car. I said I'm dope for fresh. Looking like a trap star. Yes, I'm the best. Hook like a porn star. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yes, fresh. Ain't in the car. Nah, ain't in the car. Nah, ain't in the car, but my tank is on me. I'll be at the bar, bitch, drinks is on me. Fucking mad scientists, trying all kinds of shit. Dope boy fresh, yes, something for your silences. Something for the silences to wrap the Western coast. I pop 3 in the ear.
I'll be up for 3 hours.
3 hours. She lied. She lied. They probably only like me cause my pocket's full. And I probably only like them cause they ask me. Ain't a problem.
Shake that ass, please.
Show me what it eat. I'll show you what it was. You were doing good and started making good. Yeah, that's the stuff I'm all of me a full of body. Clean like that.
Please don't forget.
Don't worry,
looking like a chopper. Yes, I'm the best, but like a pointer. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yes, but ain't in a car, nah, ain't in a car.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Saying what's good.
Yeah, man.
You already know why we here today, man. Everything cool my way, man. You know, we here today to talk about the hottest YouTube independent artists, man, such as T.I., Lil Wayne, Eminem, and 50 Cent. But before we really get in detail about, you know, the particular artist, man, my fault, I want to just say, man, be real with you. Man, 50 Cent, man, I want to start with 50 Cent, man. I want to say this right here, man. I think 50 Cent is like borderline genius, man. I know he got a lot of folks that don't like him, but at the same time, he got a lot to do. You know, I say this because, what's up?
Oh, now he's on.
Well, I say this because, man, 50 Cent, man, come on, water been around for a long time, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Since way back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And 50 comes along and takes that same water, flavors it, and then turns around and sells it, man, for $400 million, man. Come on, man.
Wow.
Who would have thought
that's just straight hustling mentality right there, you know.
Got to be, man.
Got to do it.
I what you say back in the day, though? You got to step on grapes, put it in water, and tell you it's wine.
Yeah.
He really did it.
Hey, he had it all in
plan,
huh?
He did it. He had it planned out. Yeah, man. He already knew what he wanted to do, man.
Yeah.
Tell me, man, like, you know, but at the same time, he got a lot of, you know what I'm saying, fingers pointed at him because of the fact that what really has went on in his life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which in my opinion, man, his music, he's only relating on, you know, what he supposedly went through, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, honestly, if you came up, man, as an independent struggling artist that struggled that hard to really make some of yourself, I mean, I think really that should be respected, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but he got bust 9 times, so hey, he had to come back. God gave him a second chance, you feel me? So,
he had a second chance,
he did the right thing by, you know, taking that in action, you know, living your dreams, bro.
Yeah, man, real close. But, man, it's just, well, it's shocking to me because if you go to YouTube, say YouTube, you can do anything, man, hustle ambition or anything. You can look up anything, man. You can even go all the way back to Goat Shawty, you know what I'm saying? You can go always catch up, man, and you still, he's got a lot of likes, but at the same time, he's got them little red likes, them dislikes, you know what I'm saying?
Man, everybody gonna hate, man. You know?
Yeah, everybody.
People gonna hate
because
they ain't doing nothing, you feel me?
Either they ain't doing nothing, or either the fact they can't respect Joe Hustle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's jealousy, huh? Yeah, man, but anybody that say, I don't like 50 Cent, man. I can't stand 50 Cent. I guarantee you, anybody would love to trade shoes, man. Like, hey,
oh,
man,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Especially an artist, man. I mean,
oh, yeah.
He's probably one of the top paid artists, man, in the game right now.
Yeah, man, he's getting bread.
Exactly. Not to mention, yes. Hey, not to mention shoes, you know what I'm saying, clothes.
Movies.
On top of that, yeah, movie, got movies.
Come on, bro.
I'm telling you, man. Then all these publicity stunts, really, man, that's how I feel, man. I feel like all the beef, I feel like personally, man, that's why this publicity stunt, man. Because you ever see a live interview with 50 Cent, he's real intelligent, man. Like,
yeah.
I think a lot of that, he's smart, man. He's smart. You know what I'm saying? The more static he put out, man, the more exposure is going to be on him, man. I think, like, that could be a trick for independent artists. I'm not saying come out, you know what I'm saying, middle finger to the world. I ain't saying nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
how he did it. Yeah, he came out like that.
Look at this, though. Tupac. Tupac had the same situations almost, man.
Right, right.
Dude, he got busted a few times, too. You know what I'm saying? Because folks couldn't stand it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they hate to see, you know, an artist that has really been in the dump, man, and come from nothing and really make something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's the thing. That's how it is with the struggling artists, man. You just got to just keep your head in the game. And if you, you know, believe in what you do, man, you just go for it. You know what I'm saying?
I see you on that, Picasso, man. For real.
Yeah.
Because, man, be real with you, man. You can't never do no music. If you do, okay, independent artists out there, man, if you do music, don't ever do a track and then turn around and ask somebody, hey, you think that's good? Don't do that, man, because if you wrote that track and you jumped in the booth, you supposed to automatically be like, yeah, that's the ish right there. You know what I'm saying? You supposed to know right up. That's,
even
that's,
if it ain't
that's
artist.
Crazy. Yeah, man.
It might suck, but you better have that confidence.
Hey,
don't let nobody kick you
over with no confidence.
Hey, I ain't trying to talk about nobody but the Soldier Boy. You know, he believed in his stuff, you know, and hey, he done blew up, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, he got, like I said, man, he got to respect the hustle, though. He got a lot of folk that love him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Usually, one on one as an artist, I think, really, man, I think. He's good at what he does when it comes to, you know, dancing and, you know, stuff, that kind of music, man. That's what they want to hear today because hip-hop is all messed up, man. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop,
yeah, man.
Today, take it back to the day, man. Come on, man. You won't never see a hip-hop artist back in the day talk about no, you don't see that.
Yeah.
Man. Don't.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, man. So they were real music, man. I think, like,
yeah, but
artists, man, but downgrade they self, man. Like, you might have a strong lyricist. You know what I'm saying? He might really be a lyrical monster. But the industry, they're not even really trying to raise an eyebrow to him because of the fact that folks ain't even vibing to that no more. What's rap music, man? What is rap music? Come on, man.
Nah, it ain't no more. It's more like entertainment now, man.
Damn, man.
Get a hard beat, tight hook, and you just say whatever on the verses. Hey, you won't even make no sense. You know what I'm saying? But
as
long as everybody start rocking to everybody dancing, and hey, you got a big dollar right there. You got a deal, bro.
Yeah, man. And real, man, most artists, man, like, that are on that status, they don't even say but like two words on the whole hook.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? It might not be nothing but,
yeah,
then they'll need that, you know,
word. Yeah, yeah.
It's popping. It's popping.
That's how they be. They be like, I'm in the game. I'm in the game. Yeah. Get it tight. Everybody stop. I'm in the game. Yeah. Come on, bro.
Like,
hey.
Everybody just all into it, man.
Yeah.
Whatever get them rocking, man. That's what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Yes, so, man. It's just crazy. But check this out, y'all. And for all the listeners listening, man, y'all check this out, man. I went to the local skating ring, man. And I had a nice song, man. Y'all done heard I played it before, man. Train So Heavy. You know what I'm saying? I had the clean version. Had it nice and ready. Had the guy to be
mastered
and everything. Man, I took it in there, man. Dropped it off. She was like, yeah, okay, I'll contact you as long as I can play it. I'm like, cool. So I'm like, yeah, she's going to play it, man. I leave, man. I call back. I'm like, yo, what's up with the disc, man? How's everything going with it? She was like, it's too rappy. I'm like, whoa,
Oh, should I take that as a compliment or should I take that as an insult? You know what I'm saying?
But hey, you ain't supposed to rap on it no more, man. You just supposed to like say a couple words and
just yell on it. Hey, that's it.
Like, that's all you're supposed to do these days, man. I'm telling you, man.
Ooh,
got so many fake artists, man, trying to get in the industry like that, man.
Yep.
That ain't going to happen, man. They're going to get tired of that, man.
Yeah, that's why, you know, it's for people now to change the game. I mean, yeah, if you want to have fun, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? But we need real music back, man, you know what I'm saying? Because it's getting too easier or something. I don't know what it is, man.
Yeah, on top of that, man, like, just off top, man, I want to say for all the independent artists out there, you could be a producer, you could be a ghostwriter, or actual performer. That's all you do is just go and perform. I just want to tell you, let y'all know, man, believe in your music, man. And these days, man, until you get picked up, it's better to go ahead and start you an indie label where you're official, you know what I'm saying? And you can really make moves because you can get your barcodes, get all that for the low, you know? And you can really move your own product until you're really picked up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or get you a distribution deal and run like that.
That's real talk, man. You just got to get up in there. Oh, yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to Business Boy. That's in Athens, Georgia, you know what I'm saying? Y'all independent folks that's looking for beats or whatever, y'all need to go hit them up on FoundClick, Business Boy Production. Big shout-out to
the beat. Good lookout, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely good-looking business, man. If you listening right now, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going to go ahead and say, I'm going to formally say, appreciate, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing. I see you, man. Keep doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I be seeing you around, man. You know we in the same area, man. So keep it up, man. Keep doing your thing, bro. Keep supporting, man. Yo, what about this, man?
What's good?
What about this? Tell me why you struggle to get all that money, right?
Yeah.
And when you get that money, you get stupid. I'm not calling the man stupid because this artist I'm about to mention is a very talented individual.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? He really is, man. He's respected by many. He's really doing his thing in ATL and everywhere. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just naming the hometown. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just going to say like this. I'm going to let y'all take some up. T.I.
Wow.
I know,
wow.
Right?
Yeah, man, it's just, man, dude just got money and, you know, done beat all the women in and, you know, and I guess he's just looking for more, man. He just want to have fun, dog, hey. But at the same time, you're a grown man, you feel me? So, you know, hey, you gotta cool yourself down. You know, you're not young no more. You're not in the hood no more, you feel me? So, you know, you got kids and everything. You know, but people make mistakes, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you live from them, you learn from them, and you just keep it moving, man. That's just how it is. I made plenty of mistakes in my lifetime and still make them, you feel me? But, you know, you got to make right choices in life, bro, because you mess up one time, that is a wrap, bro.
Especially when you got a reputation like T.I., man, and Lil Wayne. I'm gonna get Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? But right now, T.I. I guess I can't blame the man for having, what he got? I mean, Machine Gun's head 12, something. I can't blame him because, be real with you, ain't no telling who probably want him. You know what I mean? Look at 50.
Yeah.
He's trying to be looking out for himself, man. Well, look at that now. You know what I mean? Ain't like
yeah,
man,
I mean.
He ain't shoot nobody with him. He just got caught with him.
Yeah, he was protecting himself. He said he felt threatened, and hey, I'll do the same thing too if I felt threatened by somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, but I wouldn't get out of jail and then get caught with some stupid illegal, you know what I'm saying? Products, man. Come on, man, T.I., man.
Hey, dude,
wanted
to get out, dog.
And on top of that, like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a big fan of T.I., man, but at the same time, that really disappointed me. Then he got that little, hey, but I do like the one thing, though. He did bring a little song out saying he apologized. Yeah. That's more than I can say from some rappers, man.
It took the time
to do that. Yeah.
It came out with it twice.
Yeah, the second time.
Every time he get locked up, he got an apology track.
Shit, he said the old me dead and going away. So who got locked up now?
Yeah, I know, right? The new him, bro.
Knew him acting crazy. Yeah, man. It's just, boy. But, hey, I want to say this right quick before we get into other artists. Anybody out there listening, you know what I'm saying? If you feel like you want to talk about any of the following artists I mentioned or any artists in general, I don't care if they're independent artists. You know what I'm saying? Anybody, if you just want to talk, or if you want to call in and show us your talent, artist, man, you want to spit a freestyle or something, you know, so you want to do something like that for us, man, and see what you really got. You know,
do the damn thing.
I'm let you know if you call in though. You know, if you call in with it, I'm just gonna let you know, man. We don't give you honest opinion, so don't get your feeling hurt, man. Come with it, man. 718-664-6543. You already know what it is. So you know, we'll just see what go on with that, man. Cause I like hearing new talent, man. I really do, man.
Yeah, like we got this. I'm saying the game need to be changed, man. You know, cause it's a lot of talented people that's out there. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly, man.
We need new music now. New music. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's getting out of hand. You know.
And then speaking on new music and new artists. Speaking on them, man, why is Lil Wayne signing everybody? Come on, what are you worried about, man?
I mean, Lil Wayne only signed a stupid son like him.
Yeah, man. All the Cash Money sound the same. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like, I'm a big fan of Cash Money also. But Cash Money, Young Money, you know what I'm saying, I'm cool with that. But at the same time, they all sound the same. And I'm going to give you a real good example, man. Check this out.
Okay.
Drake.
Yeah.
Tigger, or Tiger, whatever the name is, Tiger. Drake and Tiger. Now tell me, they don't sound a lot alike on some songs, man. I think the same person writing their music, man. I can't believe it, man, that, you know what I'm saying? Different people are writing it, man. I just don't believe that. But, you know, they are talented, and, you know, they get respect for that. You know, respect out to them. Real talk, man. But, you know, I think Lil Wayne signed all these people, man, to kind of just expand. But he's already so big, I don't even understand why he, you know, where the man got a rock album out?
Man, you got to look at
tons
it.
Tons of rap, man.
He don't want the next Lil Wayne to emerge, so he's signing everybody to sound like him. So he's like, yeah, I brought them out.
He gonna knock them out.
Yeah.
like an artist I've seen on YouTube, man. He said he gonna knock them out.
Dang.
I ain't gonna call no names. They don't call no names. You know, I'm sure other people seen it too, man. You know. Just gonna say it like, I'm gonna say this though, man. Toys R Us belt, man. Toys R Us belt, man. Man, I rip it off your body, boy. That's all I'm gonna say right there, man. I'm serious, man. That's all I'm gonna say, man. But before we go any further, man, with artists and everything, man, Night Rider, don't keep that gone, get sued by Maniac Madman.
Yeah. good, feeling real confident. Higher than rent when it's so far behind. I'm too focused on your behind. Ain't thinking about nothing else but them sheets. Me and you between them like the eyes and leaves. Picture you bragging me like some brand new D. Driving slowly but surely. You gon' get yours cause I'ma definitely get mine. Catching orgasms,
yeah.
8 or 9 times.
Another thing, man, when you get on YouTube, y'all need to look up Billionaire Mentality, y'all. Billionaire Mentality on YouTube.
Check out the video, man.
Yes, sir.
I wanna do something, man. I wanna go ahead on behalf of Class City Records, man. I wanna go and give a shout out, man, to TL, man. You know what I'm saying? He had some things he had to take care of, but I want to give him a shout out. Let him know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got you when you come back, man. We got you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, much love, man. Much love to you, bro. Keep your head up.
Yeah, man. But hey, man, how y'all feel about this, man? I'm probably going to upset a lot of people right now, especially Gucci lovers and Lil Wayne lovers, 50 Cent, all them. But 50 Cent actually said this also. I wasn't the only one that's about to say this.
Okay.
But in today's society, man, when it comes to lyrical content, rappers, man, I got to say Lil Wayne ain't the best rapper alive, man. I got to say that. I got to say it.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you on that, too.
Got to.
Yeah, he ain't, man.
Yeah, I do gotta say, I think Eminem is the best rapper alive right now, man. When it comes to lyrical content, man.
Oh yeah.
How you feel about it, man? I can agree with you on that.
What did you say? I can agree with you on that, man. Cause it don't be riding, dog. Like, listen to the words, man. Like he actually give you a vivid picture on what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You like you dad with it.
Explaining everything. Like he said, he would push you down the stairs. He's gonna show how you feel, what you hit down, and everything, bro.
Yeah,
I like that.
Tie you to the bed, bang you up, all kind of crazy stuff, man.
Well, have the rest of the police thing.
Yo, man, he reaches all audience. And
unless you're, you know what I'm saying, like a full-time gospel person, much respect, yeah, you probably won't listen to Eminem. Or if you're, you know what I'm saying, just a rock lover or country, then you probably won't listen to Eminem. But if you're a rapper or you listen to rap music, you've heard of Eminem and you love him. You like it. There's something he's got you like. He would touch the whole audience, man. I really believe that. Have you ever noticed his YouTube plays, man? What? Come on, man, for that kind of, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. And I'm not cop riding right now. I'm gonna be real with you. I would love for my YouTube page to say, you know what I'm saying, 20 million or something crazy. I love to see that, man. I don't got that right now. I'm gonna be real with you.
I think he had one like on 70 million or something crazy.
What? Well, you already know that's guaranteed money. You already know. But man, I know I really pissed some people off right now. I really know I just did that. I know I did.
Nah, they'll get over it.
Because you got haters.
Man, they
got to
face reality.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you on that face reality. So I'm outside tonight. Hey, but either hold your thought or go ahead and get your little confidence up to go ahead, call in, and let us know how you really feel about who's the best rapper. 718-664-6543. And straight up, man, I'm going to just tell you, man, don't, if you call in talking about Soulja Boy, the best rapper, or Travis Porter, no disrespect, or somebody like that,
real talk,
I'm telling you, I'm just, let's face reality now.
We're going to hang up on
you. Let's face reality, so you might get hung up on
you. Like, next caller.
Yeah, next caller. Like, they still go next. Tell you, man, real talk, man, because it's only right, man. For real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? White's white, man.
Yeah. But I'm for real, man. I feel, you know, when Soulja Boy first came out, right?
Yeah.
You know, when it first came out, they asked, he wasn't saying that he was the best a lot, but he was saying at that time, because everybody was, like, feeling him. You know, all the little kids and everybody, they blew him up. So in that time, I understood where he was coming from with that. You feel me?
Yeah, I see.
Because he had that confidence, you know? But, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, hey, you believe in yourself, and, you know, you think you hot. Nobody ain't stopping you, man. Hey, you got to do what you do. Like, what's the dude's name? Billy D, man. He got some good confidence. Some strong one, boy.
Strong. He's rock solid, boy. Rock solid.
Hey, I think, but if y'all don't know Billy D by Billy D, I know we got some Classic City folks in the house tonight listening to us, so, man. So, if you don't know Billy D by Billy D, Classic City champion, supposedly.
Yeah.
Hey, quotation. I'm speaking in what he said. You know what I'm saying? Classic champ, he might step up, I knock him out, quote, you know, quote unquote, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we from Classic
man.
City,
keep
man.
Keep doing it, bro.
We from Classic City, man. Keep your confidence, man. I love confident artists, man, because it's only real, man. You got to help nothing but to respect it, man. So keep doing your thing, man, and keep that confidence, man, because it's going to get you far, man.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you get knocked out.
Yeah.
You're going to try to knock somebody else out.
Unless somebody knock him out the court like Lil Wayne doing.
Knock him out the court. Hit him with that two-piece, bro. Nah, but that's real talk, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? All them independent artists, man, like us ourselves, man, we got to keep it going, man. Keep it moving. That's the only way we're
going to
make it, man.
Yeah, man, we all face reality every day, man.
Every day.
18, I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm not going to go in great detail, but this week we've witnessed so much craziness, man. Like, really, let's face reality really came to the surface, boy. Like,
oh, yeah.
Not even going to go in detail, but you know what I mean? Let's just say things are real, real crazy, man. Well, we got
crazy
to keep
right
moving
now.
For y'all listeners, man, and for other independent artists, man, that's supporting us, man. We got to keep it moving, man. So
we just gotta, with that said, man, we just gotta keep our heads on our shoulder, man, without letting it get to us, man. Life throws obstacles at you, man. You just gotta keep it moving, man. But you know how it is, man. So if you got anybody, you know what I'm saying, that you want to shout out, we're going to do that today, too. You know, we're going to step outside. You got anybody you want to shout out? You don't want to do them a call in and say, I want to shout out to such and such that's locked down 3015. Go ahead and do that. 718-664-6543. Much respect for anybody that's got a death, locked down relative, some folks that's dying from sick diseases such as cancer, you know, HIV, it don't matter, man. Whatever, don't be ashamed to do it, man. Call in and show us that love, man. We respect that, man.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to my big brother, Randy Lowe. You know what I'm saying? Much love to him. Ratchet, also known as Ratchet, man. Keep your head up, bro.
Yeah. That's a good one, man. Represent that, man.
Man, you got one?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm gonna pass, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go ahead and shout out Youngblood, man. Shout out Youngblood, man. Youngblood, hold your head, man. Also known as Thomas, you know what I'm saying? Hold your head, man, and do what you gotta do, man, and pull through and get out, man. You know, Class City doors open, man, so keep that in mind. Yeah. Well, everybody, man, go on and get the confidence up, man. Call in, man. Call in ASAP, man. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and run this, you know what I'm saying? We're going to run this track right quick. So, Knight Rider, go on and spin that track.
Yeah. brother Lou Ella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, this cup and here, baby, we will make you so high you'll take you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call, you hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Yeah, man. Independent yeah. artists, man. I got something to say to y'all, man. Something else to say, man. I want to tell y'all about, you know, real quick, tell y'all about the pros and cons, man, of actually being an independent artist. Being an independent artist don't necessarily mean because you claiming a label that you're an independent artist. A true independent indie artist, man, has their own stuff. You know what I'm saying? They have their own label, official, government issued, all that. They own all their copyrights, their original. They know how to really handle their business and know how to network. You know what I mean? True. So, with that said, man, I just want to say, man, the pros, man, of being an independent artist, man, they vary, man, in many ways because most of the artists we mentioned today, man, most of them were independent, man. And, like, you know how they did so much, like, so much bad, like, as an artist. You know, good music, but every now and then they had their bad times. Like, T.I. with the Machine Guns and all that. If he was an artist, a low artist or whatever, signed to a label, he would have been gone. They'd have dropped him. Sponsors, all that, he would have lost. He would have lost all that. Real talk, man. So I just want to put that out there, man. And the good thing about it, man, if you do get into something like that, it's easier, man, to just hold on tight, man, and keep pushing, man, because your fans are not going anywhere, regardless. Even if you get signed and you got plenty of fans, they drop you. You're still not going anywhere, but it's the fact that you made yourself look stupid. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm not saying it's good to do this stuff. I'm just saying, you know, if you ever come into an encounter like that, you can handle it the best way possible. How you feel about that, Picasso? Man.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, bro.
Yeah, I agree too,
yeah, man, because like, I mean, it's a lot of things that goes on. Like, say for myself, if I was to get into something, I would really be into something. You know what I'm saying? Like, because especially if I'm, like, coming out. But, you know, like, once I get myself known or whatever, and split, like, say if I was to get dropped from a label, and if my fans are still there, like you say, they're going to be there to help me go on. But at the same time, that's going to make me look bad. They're going to put me all in the public eye, in the media and all that because of what I did. And that's going to be a shame upon myself. You understand?
Yeah, man.
So in the best way, man, you do got a point on that, man. So it's just about keeping that mind right, you know, even though you're going to get tempted on doing things, they have some negative thoughts, or some people may try you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to have some haters and hate mail, and they may try you, and you're going to want to do something, but you're in that limelight, so they're watching every move. You understand? One move you make, that's a wrap, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man, really, man. The media takeout don't make it no better.
Nah,
you can put them on blast. You'll be all on blast, man. Pants like you real, Mike. Stuff might be showing, you be all alone there, man.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna put nobody out there. That's crazy, but
I seen some unpleasant.
Just like that thing about Chingy dating that dude or something, you know what I'm saying? Transvestite, man.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's
crazy, man.
Yeah, beat it down, dog.
Yeah, man, you gotta do that. Man. What about this, though, man? Bow Wow, man. I heard Bow Wow was gay, man. Like, whoa. He turned made a pretty lady. I'm like, so he gay. And he's biting. Whoa, what? Come on.
Yeah, bro. Man. You can't do that. Can't be gay then bite somebody's songs like that. You know, that's bad.
That's like a combination, Bow Wow. Yeah, man, it's crazy.
For real,
man. Like, man, I was shocked when I seen that, man, because that's why I've been in the game for a minute, man, and watching his movie, you know, and all that, man, it's practically like grew up on the same level, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, whoa, man, gay now? But at the same time, man, I don't know. Who knows? He might not really be gay. But I know the dude I seen in the picture, man, he looked like Bow now. He looked like Lil Bow, huh?
He ain't Lil Bow Wow no more.
Nah, I got that grown man on the
Yeah, that nigga said, my name ain't Lil Bow Wow no more. My name is Bow Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
He made that
name.
Bow Wow.
He got wowing out there.
Late night by a dog, huh?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I know we make people mad, man, but I love it, man. I love to make people mad, man, because especially the ones that don't have the nerve to call in, man. I mean, really talk about it. If you got it, man, do it. Let me know. 718-664-6543.
I mean, that's why I'm calling too now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, call in.
Yeah. Tell us, are you really gay?
We just want to know, man. We just want to know. No bad feelings, man. Don't get jumpy, man. And don't go make no, what you call it, man? Don't go making no crazy comments, man, and trying to make strong talking about it, man. Just call in now. Call in, man. Tell
you,
man.
What are you doing? You're sitting on the couch. Call in.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? You procrastinating. How you know that? You don't know what I'm doing.
Me making you feel bad or something.
I'm gonna let a little bow rest, man. I'm gonna let it rest. I ain't gonna talk much about that. I just know that. I seen some things, boy. I know a lot of people say that media takeout is fake and lies, but them pictures be dead up though, man. They got some good.
Pretty real, huh?
Yeah, they look pretty real, man. I hope it's lies.
How you feel about him, man?
Flocka, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm digging Flocka, man. I'm gonna say Flocka is a lyrical rapper, but Flocka. Yeah. Rap from the struggle, man. In my opinion, even if he, I don't know if he's been through it or not, I really don't know. You don't never know this, but I mean, I'm digging it. I'll be busting at him. I'm digging that, man. I like that, man.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
I mean, all the gangster rappers get shot, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man. They get tried quick. Make you want to think about what you rap about, boy.
Every time
like watching your car, man, and get caught with a hot one, you be like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Is this from Better Run? No. What I do, man? You're on the concrete tank. We on concrete leaking all that hard fluid out you. You be like, oh, man.
I know, right?
Real quick.
And it's so hard, man.
Yeah, man. I'm not going to say Have I ever heard of an R&B singer getting shot? I'm not going to say that I heard of him.
Nah,